Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
You are now in the pocket with Covell Hudson.
How's it going, pocket heads? We're coming to you Monday, March 18th at 4 o'clock on the dot because we don't be late. Never. None of us. Not Kyle. Not me. Not Ty. You know, we're always here on time because we got to be here for you pocket heads. And today we're going to discuss the Chiefs free agency. We're going to discuss the Chiefs in free agency and discuss if the Chiefs are having a great offseason, an all right offseason, or a bad offseason. We're going to go through some numbers and some acquisitions and some things that the Chiefs have done this offseason. I personally think it's been going pretty great. We'll also talk about the other signings of the offseason. We got a lot of big deals. A lot of bad teams are spending a lot of money. That's something that is not new. So, you know, the Chiefs are on the opposite end of that spectrum. We'll get into that in a second. In the last segment, we're going to have some fun with something I don't know yet.
We got the it poops. We got the it poops. We good?
Some it poops?
Yeah, we got some it poops.
I guess we do got to throw some good it poops in there. Starting to back up. We got to get them up out of there. But, yes, I am Covell Hudson.
I'm Tafu Panda.
Kyle Collier producing.
Kyle Collier, producing. You know, when I first heard your name, when I first read your name, I thought it was like Collier or like, I don't know.
I mean, that kind of sounds close.
Yeah, but I thought you was like.
But at least you didn't say Collier or, you know.
Matter of fact, that's what Collier. I thought it was. Yeah, yeah. Because I think I was talking to Drake and I said, like, who's the Collier guy or something like that?
Oh, but, no.
Yeah, yeah. And he said, who? All right. So, first thing we'll discuss here. What's going on here? First thing we'll discuss here is the Chiefs signed Hollywood Brown. Everybody all season, even the off season, even the day after the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, everybody was like, Chiefs need to do better at receiver. I don't know what they're doing over there. But the Chiefs signed Hollywood Brown, and I think it's a pretty fabulous deal. I think it checks off a lot of boxes of what the boxes that needed to be checked off. They signed. What'd you say?
You like that Hollywood Brown one?
I think so. I think my grade on it right now is a B+, and I'll explain why. What's your grade on it?
I agree with you. It's definitely a B+.
Kyle, what you think? What would be your grade
for Hollywood Brown? I'm going an A.
An A?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just my reasoning is this. I mean, he was behind Ridley. I think he was the best free agent wide receiver available.
Yeah.
I put him over Mooney, over Gabe Davis for sure. So, and furthermore, his market value, according to SpotTrack at least, was about $14 million. And he was expected to sign 4 years for $59 million.
Yeah.
And I think the Chiefs just got an incredible bargain. And
for sure.
They got a guy on a prove it year deal.
Why do you think the Chiefs got him at $7
million? It's tough because, you know, he is 26 and he probably would have liked to get a bigger contract, but based on how things in Arizona worked out with Kyler Murray, you know, getting injured and Brown was, you know, catching balls from not great quarterbacks the last year.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think it's because of who's driving.
Yeah, I think he wants to get paid, and he saw the best opportunity
to
get a bag next year.
He saw Scrubby Juju do it.
Yeah.
Get Scrubby. A ring.
I mean, good Lord.
Get a ring.
That was vicious. That was vicious.
Yikes. That was vicious.
That was vicious.
That was an attack.
Well, men lie, women lie. Numbers don't lie.
That was an attack.
Yeah, it was. All right, I'll take it back.
Yeah.
I don't think Calvin Johnson is putting up numbers with Mac Jones there. I mean.
Hey, what's his name? Hopkins. Hopkins puts up numbers with anybody. I can go back there and he'll have 1,000 yards. Well, a couple years ago.
But, yeah, Mac Jones is a different beast, but go ahead.
Yes, but you said, but you said, I asked you why, and y'all had answers why the Chiefs signed them or whatever. It is because the Chiefs are the new Patriots. That is why. Because you look at, you say you think he was the second best receiver available. A lot of people thought that. And so Calvin Ridley signed that huge deal. I forgot the numbers. What were the numbers on that?
It was 4 years, $92 million.
When I saw that, I thought it was crazy. I thought we had a chance of getting Calvin Ridley, but
for that, no.
And who did he sign with?
Tennessee.
Bad team. So bad teams giving out big contracts. So
that's been the NFL history.
Yes, but the only reason I gave the Hollywood Brown signing a B+ is because I want a big receiver. I want a big possession receiver that can go up and get it. You know, that was my what I want the Chiefs to add to the game. Because I think Mahomes probably throws the best touch ball, but he's not able to throw any touch balls. But anyway, in Buffalo, they signed Curtis Samuel, 3 year, $24 million. Jacksonville signed Gabe Davis, 3 years, $39 million. And ATL, Atlanta signed Darnell Mooney, 3 years, $39 million. And Hollywood has more yards and more touchdowns than all three of those guys. And he signed with the Chiefs. So it's not a hometown discount. It's a, I know you're going to be good, I'm going to get the ball, and we might win a Super Bowl discount.
And I can get the bag next year.
I can get the bag next year. Yeah.
My numbers are going to flourish. It has to with him.
Yes, and he came from two run-heavy offenses in the Ravens and the Cardinals. So, yeah, with the Ravens, he had a fullback at quarterback. I think it's safe to say that we all agree that here in the pocket, right?
A fullback at quarterback.
All right. Yeah. Halfback. You want that?
It wasn't the sausage out there. Lamar Jackson is freaking Mike Vick 2.0.
Mike Vick 2.0. And Mike Vick was a halfback at quarterback that could throw really good.
No, Lamar Jackson, listen, the Ravens have disguised the Wildcat the best in the NFL. Okay, let's just give it up for the best Wildcat formation in NFL.
And you know, to be fair, to be clear, if Lamar Jackson was the only melanated quarterback in the league, then I wouldn't be saying any of this. But we got enough to to step on a few, you know, like if it was just one, I'd be like, hey man, don't be disrespectful. We ain't no fullback.
We have to tread lightly. Yeah.
But since half the league is, you know, we can say he's bad. I think that's fair, right?
Yeah.
He just won the MVP.
Well, MVP of the regular season. Like, yeah. But that's the thing, like, this is the way I look at things. You know, this is taking us off subject a little bit. But so my brother, it was his senior year. You know, they were having a good senior season. And, you know, after Christmas break, I remember telling him, like, hey, make sure y'all get into the game ready. Because, you know, guys got fat. They got lazy. They've just been chilling. And so let's make sure we're going to the game ready to play. Got into the game. They got down by 20 points. Had down by 22 points at halftime. They ended up having a great comeback and winning the game. And after the game, everybody's excited. You know, everybody's wanting to say, you know, how'd you do that? And, you know, like, oh, we're the best team in the state. And my thought was, why do we get down 20 points? No, let's figure out that problem. So like, however you start is how you're going to finish. So, like, Lamar Jackson, what he does, it doesn't work in the playoffs. It works in the regular season, but it doesn't work in the playoffs. So, Lamar – who's the quarterback of Buffalo?
NFL's
Josh Allen.
NFL's James Harden.
Who else? The 49ers coach as a
Shanahan.
We can put him in there. It's like it doesn't matter what you do in a regular season. It doesn't matter what MVPs, how many division titles you win. It's can you get it to the next level? And that's why I call Lamar Jackson a fullback, because next year in the playoffs, he's going to look like he did this year in the playoffs, and they're going to go home.
Yeah.
So that's the only, yeah, that substantiates.
I mean, yeah, no, you're kind of right. They took away his running ability, the Chiefs did, in the AFC Championship game. And what happened?
And he kind of took it away from himself. Like, it was like him and the Ravens were like, we're going to prove that he's a quarterback.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have stayed running.
So, Covell, back to your last point about you wanted a bigger receiver, a guy who can go up and high point the ball, go up and get it, right?
A dude. Yeah.
It's just this free agent market, the only guy who was available, and he wasn't really available, was T. Higgins.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only – Gabe Davis, you know, he's a tall dude, but that guy drops the ball nobody's business.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Chiefs won a Super Bowl with some ball droppings. So yeah, that don't scare me.
Exactly.
Bring all the drops. We led the league in drops.
You don't want to go through that again, though.
Nah, right? We don't want to. It was dark.
You know why I say I'm fine with it? Because I never panic throughout the season.
If you panic throughout the season. Koval is always right, Tom.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to be humble here.
So let me ask you this question right here. Do you think that we stole a Super Bowl this year?
This was one we shouldn't have gotten.
No, listen. Like, this was their chance to, like, beat the Chiefs.
Yes, everybody.
And we kind of got, like, it's almost like we stole this Super Bowl with these guys. You know?
No, yeah.
And I'm sorry, no disrespect to any of the players out there, but it's just that you look at it, like, with this wasn't the best... This wasn't the best Chiefs team.
This was the best Chiefs team to ever win a Super Bowl. I think I'm on record saying that.
I don't think it was. I think this was their chance.
We've had this debate.
But you guys are just thinking about offense. I'm thinking about balance. The Chiefs could have won a shootout, and they could have won a defensive struggle. Those teams only could win shutouts.
We could have won a shootout? Oh, our bullets was – we must have been shooting 22s or something. We got to be on target with that.
Here's the thing. The Chiefs – whoa, I lost my point. The Chiefs, that cough made me forget. What were you just saying?
I mean, you saying they was well-balanced.
Oh, okay.
The best team.
So every time the Chiefs needed to score, they scored. The Chiefs scored in his playoffs. They scored in the first half, and their defense held on, so they didn't have to do a shootout. They had to score late in the Super Bowl – after being down by 10 points, and they did that. So the Chiefs didn't get outscored, and they didn't get outstopped, if that makes sense. So, I'll take this team any year because you know what you're getting. Because that first Super Bowl team, do you guys remember that we lost to the Rams down in Mexico? It was the ugliest, most fun game ever. But if people say that Chiefs team is better than the Chiefs team
now. That team didn't win the Super Bowl, though.
Oh, that was his first year starting, huh?
Yeah, that was when we had Orlando Scandrick playing corner. The following year, Frank Clark and the Honey Badger.
That makes my point dusty a little bit, but I think it's still there. No, but it's still there because, like, the Chiefs, like, shootouts. The Chiefs could only win shootouts, and I think this team here, not the biggest of shootouts. But matter of fact, even then we were losing those games. So
we're death by a thousand cuts.
No, we're going to be better than you straight up.
No, I will say this team just could match up with any other team.
You score more than 20 points, you win the game.
Yeah.
And I think when you say that, rather than we got to score 35, we'd be the best team ever, that doesn't sound like the best team to me when anybody can just score. The Chiefs let anybody score.
I'm still going to go with the team that defeated the Eagles in the Super Bowl as my number one. But I will kind of agree with you that this was the absolute best version of Patrick Mahomes. You know, and he didn't have the 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards. Mm-hmm. Well, he just made the right play every time.
I think it was just that you seen a different side of him.
Right.
It was new.
No,
it
the
was
bad like side. Watching,
it was a guy not was, trying to – force
it was like watching a whole new person.
Yeah.
You know, just like when he first came to the team and he started doing all the things he's been doing, and it was like so exciting. And now you're like, oh, we don't have that flash anymore, so now we have to do it a different way. And that was exciting. I ain't gonna lie, it is exciting.
Yes, best Chiefs team we've ever seen.
Competent Nah, never mind.
Competent.
Never mind.
I've been trying to leave that one off air. I've been trying to leave competent bums somewhere else.
Hey, but, you said it, not me.
Did I go through the list, or did I do that before the show? Did I go through the list of?
You went through the list.
On
what,
air?
Of what?
The list of the players that we've signed. So
no,
far.
No, not
no.
yet.
No. All do right. It.
Hey, you know, I was out of town this weekend, you know. My voice is gone. Oh, all right. So so now we're going to give grades on the Chiefs overall this offseason. And I've been trying to hold it back to say that 20-0 is on the table. I've been trying to keep myself from doing it. But 20-0 may be on the table, people. So the Chiefs so far has signed tight end Irv Smith that'll, you know, probably let Bell retire or move on.
He'll move on.
Yeah, one of them guys are retiring, I heard. What was the other guy's name, the other tight end? It's Blake Bell, and it is – wow, he's made – I don't know why I can't think of his name right now.
You're not thinking of Noah Gray, are you?
Yes, Noah Gray.
He's
Noah
not
Gray.
Retiring.
One of them were talking about they were going to retire. I heard that somewhere. But as we were talking about earlier, NFL reporting, even NBA sports reporting right now is getting so convoluted and so difficult to get your information. I can't scroll down Facebook. You know how many times I've been on Facebook and it said, Ridley signs with the Chiefs for this much, for this much. And then I'm like, oh, man. Then I go to Google. Then I go to the X, and it's not
That's
true.
That's your first problem. That's Facebook. Don't ever listen to Facebook.
Well, listen here, young fella.
You can sort of kind of listen to Twitter. But, you know, Twitter, I feel like it's easier to spot the fake
reports
from the not fake reports.
They can pay for blue checks now. Like,
yeah, but you just got to make sure it's Schefter. You know,
yeah,
you just got to make
exactly.
sure.
Exactly.
Or it's Ian Rappaport.
The source. That's
yeah,
it.
But it's even hard getting information from the websites. But anyway, what was I talking about? All right. So the Chiefs signed Irv Smith, tight end. I think he'll be able to give Kelce a blow every once in a while. Pause. And Chiefs signed Derek Nnadi at defensive tackle.
That was a very naughty statement.
Okay. I plowed through it. Y'all is the one. All right. The Chiefs signed Derek Nnadi at defensive tackle, Tershawn Wharton at defensive tackle, and Mike Pinnell at defensive tackle. Not to mention we have Chris Jones. So that's four guys right there. Flip somebody in the draft. The Chiefs signed Deion Bush, who was looking pretty good. The Chiefs like him a lot.
Yeah.
Long snapper James Winchester back under contract. We have the punt god. Is that his nickname? Punt god. It's a weird flex. But punt god, we got him at the minimum. What's his name? Tommy Townsend signed for $6 million to Houston. So power to you. Got Drew Tranquil and Chris Jones. Who the Chiefs have lost is Willie Gay. And after seeing that he signed for $5 million with New Orleans, that just means that the Chiefs were ready to get Leo Chanel out there.
Yeah.
And they wanted Drew Tranquil to have more of a voice. And because, you know, you can't bring Willie Gay back as a backup. He's just too big of a
– Yeah.
I mean, you could have brought him back in the same role he had. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Chiefs didn't want
that. Willie Gay is a loss.
But
he will be missed.
Yeah, but what it says to me is I believe the Chiefs were, it seems like they just didn't want him.
Yeah, it seems like the Chiefs were ready to move on.
Is he really going to be miss because
you can't,
when they stepped in it was
No,
still
but
great.
That's the thing, but when they, you know, Drew Tranquil and Leo Chanel stepped in, they played good, but there's some plays that only Willie Gay can make is what, you know, I think.
I get what you're saying, but at the same time, I think will he be missed if their backups doesn't step up?
Who? What you mean?
Like,
well,
if we see a situation like we did
earlier this year with Bolton going down.
Yeah. If their backups doesn't show up, then I can see Gay being missed. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's see, because those guys filled his shoes very well.
Yeah, in the Super Bowl, and this will be the last comment I make about this because, you know, Willie Gay moved on, and I thought he would get a lot more, frankly. But, you know, in the Super Bowl, Willie Gay played a lot more than Drew Tranquil did. So did Nick Bolton.
Yeah.
Now, I'm glad Tranquil is back, obviously, but I just want it to be understood that I think Willie Gay was a integral part of the defense. And no, he I think is. He's a loss.
No, I thought so too. But the Chiefs, they were like,
yeah, obviously they were. They thought he would get more. Apparently,
I don't think so.
Or maybe
I think the Chiefs knew that. I think the Chiefs just were ready to move on with their linebacker room, which is confusing. But we don't practice with them every day. We don't, you know. I hope I don't know if he's Jamar. No, I'm not even going to say that. All right. Nick Allegretti signed to Washington. Tommy Townsend in Houston. Jody Fortson to the Dolphins. The Chiefs haven't lost anybody as of right now that we're, like, just sad about.
Exactly.
Right.
So, like I said, I'd say the Chiefs' offseason as of now is a B++. Because, you know, the only thing, I don't know if you can see on my list here, yep. I have who we signed.
That means A-.
Who we signed. Who we lost, and then Snead right there in the middle. Snead is right there in the middle of having him this year and him going somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I think either way the Chiefs would be fine. But Snead wants to be the highest paid corner. So with that talk, I'm like, go ahead and let's make a move. But the Chiefs want a pick in the top 40. And a lot of teams are trying to throw a third or a fourth. And if they do give a third or a fourth, then they have to negotiate with Snead and pay him, what, $22 million a year? Is that what that highest? That's what Jair?
Yeah, right now, Jair Alexander, the highest paid corner at 21.
Okay. Yeah. Man, it would feel so irresponsible getting it. It's like buying a new car.
Yeah, I think it would be. So.
Yeah, it'd be like buying a new car and be like, yeah, put them rims on there. Give me that Bluetooth. Give me that massage in the back seat. Give me the extended warranty. But I think the Chiefs are doing great, and I think it's time for me. Yeah, like I said, it's time. I'm not worried about saying it. 20-0 is on the table.
I think they got to make maybe one more lock. Two more.
I'd like to see a lock at left tackle.
I need to see, like, definitely what's going to happen with Snead. That will
determine what happens during the season?
I'm just saying, when you start shouting 20 and all, that we'll see how, if it gets nasty, if it gets, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah, 3-peat 20-0. Like, what? That's where I'm feeling.
I don't know about 20-0.
But, Kova, is Snead the only thing holding you back from upgrading your B++ to an A for the offseason?
Is Snead the only thing holding me back?
And don't tell me it's Mike Edwards.
It's close to Mike Edwards because
Brian Cook's going to be back. He'll be fine. You'll not notice the difference.
Well, Snead, so why am I not on A? I think it's because the season's not complete, and I want to see what the Chiefs do in the draft.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, because Snead, he has a good track record, but he did draft Dorian O'Daniel, didn't he?
Yeah, Veach, yeah.
Yeah, he drafted Dorian O'Daniel. It was another linebacker that we picked that that Spags wouldn't let him get on the field. I think that was Dorian O'Daniel.
Yeah, that was.
So why? I'm trying to think. I don't know. I put everything together. Mike Edwards, Drew Tranquil. I think I would have liked to see Snead get done, like, during the year.
Okay. Extended?
Yes, I think if we extended him during the year, we probably could have got him for something like a $17, $18 million. He's never made any money.
Yeah.
So we let him have this great playoff run, this great run to, you know what I'm saying? Like, even at the end of last offseason, we probably should have signed Snead. But remember at the last offseason, if you remember, they were talking about trading Snead because I don't know exactly why. I think it was because he was getting hurt. I don't know. So that's the thing. Because, like, I don't think they've been perfect. So that's why I just couldn't give them an A. Okay, so B++ puts me right there. And if we figure something out with Snead, so if we would assign Snead to an extension, that means we'd be on the hook for at least $20 million. Let's say average $20 million for the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think how that would make me feel after next year. But then if we trade him away and we get a second – maybe a sixth.
Yeah, I think a second round pick is now out of the conversation. I don't think you're getting a second for Snead. I think he wants too much money, and teams will be concerned about his injury history. Even though he was not injured last year, just clear that up. But he did not. Him and Chris Jones basically were absent from training camp. Chris Jones obviously was holding out, and Snead was injured. And every week it was the knee. So L'Jarius Sneed, I don't think will, if traded, he will not return a second round pick.
That's probably true. But that's why I'm thinking the Chiefs are like, we'll just keep him.
Yeah.
But if they could, if Sneed would take $16 or $17 million a year, I think the Chiefs would do it. What do you think?
Yeah, it's possible.
Oh yeah, they'll pull that trigger.
And like, of course, the Chiefs won for 9.
Also, I just don't know because they let Tarvarius Ward walk. You know, Ward's only about $14 million a year, but
no, and he's a lot better than Ward.
Yeah, though. And Sneed is.
And you know what? And any chance I get to say it, I thought Tarvarius Ward here was good. I thought he was very good. There's a lot of Ward slander around these parts. But but yes, when we get to the draft, the Chiefs can draft. Like, I can't think of what our number one issue is right now.
I'll go.
Yeah, like that's how you know. That's why I'm saying 20-0.
It's still probably receiver or the offensive line.
We still need that number one. We still need that number one
because Hollywood Brown is a great route runner, a good speed threat. Huge pickup this offseason. That's why I give the signing an A, because of how cheap it was too. But outside of Brown for this year, Rashee Rice you'll have for a couple more years. Mm-hmm. In the future.
What, Sky Moore?
Yeah, what? What about Sky Moore?
Yeah. But if they slide Sky Moore
that hurt.
To play slot, well, he's not that fast.
That hurt.
Yeah, exactly. So I think... You know, like you said, it's a business. It's time to.
Yeah.
He's going to get another shot, obviously, because he's still got control. But, you know, I still think receiver is a need. And in the draft, I think left tackle is a big need.
I don't know. We got Wanye. We got Donovan.
Yeah, we do.
Donovan won't sign with anybody until he's, you know, I think the Chiefs are confident that he'll be like, hey, the Jets offered me this. Hey, the Cardinals offered me this. And, hey, I'm just going to name all the bad teams that will offer him a whole bunch of money. But, yeah, I think we can get Donovan Smith back. He'll be another year older. But, let me think. The biggest glaring hole right now.
I mean, you can still put defensive line up there. They haven't made any additions.
No, you just bring them back what you had last year.
Yeah.
Which is not bad. They are who they are.
And you may be missing Omenihu at the beginning of next year because he is going to have to get his knee repaired. I think he already had the surgery. But anyways, you might be missing Omenihu. So I still think defensive line can be upgraded a bit.
For sure. But the Chiefs can – like the first, second, and third round picks, those can be – like the Chiefs are probably going to get 3 backups, but most teams would have to start. You know, I think the signing of Hollywood Brown and what the Chiefs have done this offseason, like I said, I gave the Chiefs a B++ so far for the offseason. What's your overall grade?
I give them a B+.
I'm going to go A just because they locked up Chris Jones. And seemingly they did not have to break the bank to do it. I mean, his cap hit's only going to be $7 million, and they want to go for a three-peat, so I say job well done. And it's technically, really, it's only a 3-year deal, so I'm with it. And they got a legit speed threat in Hollywood Brown to massively upgrade this wide receiver room. So I'm going to give him an A. And, you know, that brings pressure off Travis Kelce as well, who's going to be 35. So
Yeah. And I have an it poop that it almost came out, but I'm going to squeeze and hold it until the end of the segment because I have some good it poops. But we will be back after this. Here we go. All right. We are back in the pocket. It's Covell Hudson.
Typhoon Panda.
Kyle Carter producing. You only do that once per show. What's going on here?
I saw you looking down and looking real focused.
Trying to get him.
You are listening to 94.5 FM, 1510 AM, ESPN, Kansas City. And we are discussing the NFL. And right now we're going to discuss the biggest. What free agent acquisition is the biggest move so far, is going to have the biggest impact of the NFL season? Is it Kirk Cousins? Is it Justin Fields behind Russell Wilson, and then they make it to the playoffs? Is it Gabe Davis? Is it which signing do you think is the biggest signing of the offseason so far?
I think Kirk going to Atlanta, probably. I mean, he goes to an offense that has legit weapons, and Arthur Smith is not there, so they can actually get better.
But you're not going to see Kurt.
What you mean?
I mean,
he's in the NFC. That's a pretty weak division.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying he's not gonna see no field until probably maybe the middle of the season.
No, he should be good beginning of the year. He got hurt early. He should be good to start the season.
I think he's back.
I don't think
I don't think they get the guy that they think they're getting, and I'm glad.
Do you know the
you sound like a Vikings fan who's hating. Oh, you that's what Vikings. You said.
I thank forgot you. You're a Vikings
thank you.
Fan.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. But
like, do you know what he's gonna do to the economy of Coles at, like in Atlanta? Atlanta is gonna
his wife dressed him? No.
No, but she only shops at Coles, it looks like.
Was that Outfitter? I mean,
Urban Outfitters?
Urban Outfitters or something like that. Yeah.
But yeah, Kirk Cousins may be the biggest move.
That's because he got that check.
You said what?
But I think you said the best signing, though.
The most impactful signing.
The most impactful is got to go to the Steelers and Russ.
I mean, yeah. And you know, when you look at Russ play, it looks unintriguing. You know, it looks unpretty. But then you look at his number and compare it to Baker Mayfield, who he had more touchdowns than, less interceptions, same passer rating. Who's the other quarterback? He had Trevor Lawrence numbers were just a little bit better than, you know, but that's I put Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers are the only two QBs whose numbers look great, but then you watch them and they're like, end of the games, you know, the fumbles, just the silly things. And both of them, I guess, have been accused of being selfish with throwing the ball because they just want to make their stats look good. So I think that's a thing. And I wonder what Tomlin has in. Matter of fact, the Steelers traded for Justin Fields. And I'm trying to see how I feel about that. Because they had Pickett, and I guess they told Pickett, you guys are going to compete. But Tomlin told Pickett, Russell Wilson he's in the catbird seat, as Skip Bayless would say.
Well, they said he didn't even like the move. The whole move was just
He found out about it online, so that usually lets you know where you stand. But if you a dog, you're like, I'm going to go in there and compete. Yeah. Russell ain't better than me.
But he showed that he wasn't happy, and I think that was just a knee-jerk reaction.
No, it wasn't knee-jerk. He was fine with it. But I guess Pickett asked him later. He was like, so is it 50-50 or is it? But he said Russell's going to take the first team reps. So Pickett, as millennials do, said, I want out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He wanted out like right now. Like, get on the phone, call your buddy, see what you can do. I want out now before I get to the parking lot.
He can't talk with that much chest. He cannot speak with that much chest.
He's probably the worst quarterback starter, the worst quarterback in the league.
Zach Wilson started this
year.
Zach Wilson. And I feel bad for Zach. I think if he would have sat behind somebody for 3 years, but that boyish face needed to grow some hair on it before he starting the game. Just like Patrick Mahomes, when they first drafted him, I was like, because I wanted Deshaun Watson real bad, you know. Good thing our massage therapist
is not always right.
Yeah,
how about that?
Massage game is trash.
No, but good thing our massage therapists are safe here, because if we would have got Deshaun Watson, that could have been weird. But the first time I heard Patrick speak, I was like, he's not going to be able to lead men. So I was disappointed. He sat behind Alex Smith. I'm ready, y'all. I was like, all right, we're good to go. So I think sitting down is going to be pretty good. So I believe what I think is intriguing is, I'd like Russell Wilson is going to be efficient. His numbers are going to be better. He's going to pronounce his E's and R's a lot really good. But Justin Fields can make plays that other people can't make. You know, he can make straight athlete plays. We good over there?
Yeah. Okay.
So did you hear what I said, though?
You think he's more athletic?
So Russell Wilson is going to, you know, make the right play. he's going to, you know, kind of – he turns the ball over quite a bit. He fumbles a lot.
Last year he was not very – he was not bad. He wasn't great. Don't get me wrong.
No, I mean, but the thing is, though –
20-something touchdowns, and his picks were under double digits. It's just – like you said, uninspiring.
It's uninspiring.
It is uninspiring.
He fumbles in the fourth quarter.
But it is a lot better than Kenny Pickett.
It's a lot better than Kenny Pickett.
Holy hell.
But I'm interested in Fields versus Russell Wilson during training camp.
Oh, for sure. And I think that's a – I mean, it's kind of the battle of mid, you know.
Well, I wouldn't even say.
I mean,
I guess, yeah.
The good thing for the Steelers is Russ is only making – for them, they're only paying him $1 million and some change, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Fields is – he's making less than $5
million. $3.5 or something.
Yeah, so wow. I mean, that's – they upgraded their quarterback room no matter who plays. No matter who plays.
But you know that saying, if you have two, that means you have zero.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If you have two, you have zero. But – so the history of Russell Wilson real quick. He played college quarterback for 5 years, right?
Right,
but he played baseball. You know, he got drafted. I forgot who he got drafted by. So, yeah, I forgot who drafted him.
Seattle?
But they drafted him and threw some money at him too. Like they were like there was only one other player that got drafted and offered a contract bigger. But
Colorado Rockies drafted him in the fourth round in 2010.
Did they have the money on it? It was like $250,000.
Fourth round pick is the guy you were expected to sign.
Yes, yes. So like everybody thinks, I'm not gonna say thinks. Everybody thinks Russell Westbrook. Oh, Westbrook, Lord. Everybody thinks Russell
Wilson.
Wilson. They call him corny or they call him awkward and he doesn't connect with his teammates.
But all
if
true.
You but if you look at his history, it's a reason why, you know. Most quarterbacks don't play baseball because the most important part of football is spring training, getting together with the guys, you know, doing two-a-days. And Russell, every year he played college, he missed that time. So he would play a season, then he would leave, go do baseball, be a baseball guy. And I know you're a baseball guy, Kyle, but – in college, even in high school, baseball dudes are different. It's a different vibe. It's a different thing. Would you agree? Because the baseball players usually do their thing, and the football players are usually doing their thing. Like, just the overall camaraderie and everything is different, right? Would you? Well, for one.
It's not that different.
It's very different.
I don't think it's that different. I played both. I don't think it's that different.
Well, two-a-days in football, there is nothing that compares to that in baseball. So when you say you can hate a guy, but when you practice all summer in the heat, you know.
Well, it's a different type of practice.
It's a different type of practice and a different type of. Well, it's almost like when you go to war with guys, if you go to, you know, like actual war. When you go to war. When you get back, these are my brothers.
Right.
We went out there and we could have died.
In the foxhole together,
yes,
right?
We could have died out there. So I think that's how football is, and baseball is different. So Russell missed all that playing baseball, and then he steps into the locker room like, what you complaining about your knees hurting for?
I can say that baseball is just – baseball, you don't – there's no physical.
Well, no, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I can be an introvert. There's no intimacy.
Well, and it's still an
you
individual.
Know what I'm
when you have to play
but
you
football,
by yourself.
Yeah, football is more intimate than baseball. And you miss that kind of time.
Yeah, yeah. So like but if you look at Russell, like the Seahawks, his first few years there, they kind of hit him. They hit him offensively and they hit him personality-wise. Because remember when he first came out, you know, when he was first out there, there was, you know, there was complaints about him being, remember, not African American enough. You remember those conversations? Yeah. But then Seattle was like, "Hey, y'all better shut up. We're gonna win with this dude.
This is our franchise quarterback."
But then it got to a point where they couldn't do it anymore. They couldn't hide him because his ego got too big, you know. But so, long story short, Justin, the Bears, they haven't won anything in 3 years, but they love Justin Fields. They want him back.
Won
the team
anything
wants
in longer
him back.
Than 3 years. Yes. Come on now.
In the 3 years he's been there, they haven't won anything.
Right, right, right.
I was trying not to be too disrespectful. Sorry, Paige, if you're listening. She's not. But so I'd like to see that dynamic. When we can see Russell Wilson playing better on the field, But then we see Justin Fields able to galvanize the team, able to be one of the guys. So, like, that'll be a weird little interesting situation for the Steelers.
It's going to be very weird, you know?
Yeah. Who you got as of now starting?
I got Russ starting.
Yeah, I think it'll be Russ, too.
You go with the
if Tomlin gets veteran, fed up with him.
Everybody gets fed up with Russell. Say,
yeah, exactly.
Except for Sierra, but we don't know.
Tomlin can just say, I'm only paying you $1 million and change, buddy. All right, yeah. Justin, get out there.
Yeah, I gave that
and
for my
obviously,
sweet
that
16.
Didn't matter to Sean Payton. He said, yeah. What are you making, $40 million? I don't care. Go on, sit on the bench.
I'm still looking forward to potentially the Steelers beating the Broncos and the Broncos paying him $37
million. I mean, the Broncos, they might as well have you, me, or Ty playing quarterback.
They're going to be dumpster juice.
I'd give their offseason an F-. They
have
done
nothing.
Who
do they have right now?
They traded Jared Stidham.
They have Jared Stidham?
I think that's their –
Belichick called him Stids. He's never given anybody a nickname. He was like, you know, we have Stids. So he's got to be all right.
No, that means he's a nice guy in the locker room.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what that means?
That's
no,
what that
he's
means.
Always 5 minutes early to the quarterback meeting.
Like, I like that guy. Like, he brings my donut like Jimmy John or something.
He brought the offensive we were watching fast. Tape for the offensive guys. He brought us all Gatorades.
Yeah. Like, you'll never see the field, but, yeah, that's my guy. You know?
Well, that was after Tom Brady left, and he never even looked at him like he was a good player, and then he called him. But and I guess before we get out of break, me and Kyle last week gave Ty a hard time because he kept mentioning Jacoby Brissett.
Oh Lord!
And
talented,
it was just out of nowhere.
And that day, like as we were leaving, or later,
it was like 30 or 45 minutes after.
30-45 minutes after, Jacoby Brissett got signed by the Patriots for $8 million. And I still think that shouldn't have been a first-day deal. But it's been a quarterback carousel, and people want to have their guys before the draft and things like that. So, Ty, this is your segment. Ty was right.
You got a minute.
Ta-da.
You got a minute. Do you want to gloat? Do you want to say why you thought you was right, or you just
right about why? I still don't even know what his point is.
I
think Jacoby Brissett is pretty good.
I said, hey,
and Blaine Gabbert
as a backup.
But you still see how that's weird. We were talking about the best players in free agency, but like Jacoby Brissett as a backup. He's going to start. He's starting.
I'm looking. Well, then there goes that. It's a half a gloat. Then it's a half a gloat. I didn't say do that, Patriots.
It can be eight. They're going to be 8-9 or something.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Oh, they don't have Belichick.
I said he'd be a good backup.
But why? Why is the point?
He can just keep the motor running. That's it. You know, your backup.
He's,
you don't
he's
need
been
to
in
do
the league
too much.
For 7 years.
Yeah, he could just keep. He's Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, he's that Ryan Fitzpatrick.
But he's not even exciting as Fitzpatrick.
He's not as exciting as Fitzmagic. But
he can throw. He can have four straight drives with touchdowns, or he can have four straight drives of pick sixes. Like that's exciting. Yeah. Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, we're going to run the ball 11 times, and he'll throw it for 30 yards, and, you know, we'll score or get a field goal, you know.
Is Jacoby Brissett better than, like, Tyler Palko?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Casey Printers? He never started.
Yeah.
Who else? What are some other ones?
Man, maybe Ty does have a point here.
What
a great backup quarterback option.
A backup, man. That's it. Nothing special.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
Done with that.
Sorry, nothing special.
And before next segment, we have It Poop. Yes, the KC Current, their stadium open, is the first stadium put together specifically for women. And I'm not going to say the jokes I said off air. Not going to do it.
But
we want to be on here next week.
But, man, we witnessed in history. We witnessed in history, bro.
It was a thriller. It was a 5-4 game. That's a lot of scoring in soccer.
Yeah, it is. I still think the stadium is a little thin. I don't know. It seems like you can see through every part of it or something. Like, driving by, I was like, y'all done? But it looks good.
Wouldn't be my first place to go for a tornado. But, I'm, you know, I, but, but it looks like a beautiful stadium.
You got to leave the stadium and get somewhere.
Yeah. Looks like a beautiful stadium, though.
For sure.
I mean, I'm just, you know, that's all.
Oh, man, that's a good one. I've been holding in that cough this whole time. And you may-
we are here in the Midwest. And I'm just saying, just in case.
So 100 years from now, they're going to be like, why'd they build it there? Well, all right, we will be back after this with the, I guess every week I can't say special edition of It Poop, like we're CNN and there's always breaking news. But we'll be back after this with the episode of, we'll be back. We're out of here, man. Jeez. How's it going, Pocketheads? I almost said Appleheads. How's it going, Pocketheads? We are back. You're listening to 94.5 FM, 1510 AM, ESPN Kansas City. The best show at 4 o'clock. In the Pocket with Kofi Hudson.
Typhoon Panda.
Kyle Collier producing. Hey, man, three.
I'm just making sure we're ready, man. Making sure everybody knows who's here. So who wants to go first with It Poops? And if somebody's new and they don't know what an It Poop is, in the Pocket or Out of Pocket is what It Poop stands for. It's an acronym. I like it.
All right.
And they'll learn once we start playing this game. I can lead off if you guys are ready.
Let's do it.
I've had these for a little bit. All right. Hollywood Brown will have 1,000 yards receiving.
He had 1,000 yards with Lamar.
I'm in the pocket.
55% of the time as a fullback. Yes, I'm in the pocket.
I saw that logic working. That was like, yeah.
No, I can see that. And the Chiefs, nobody stepped up really except for Rashee Rice. So yeah. I can see him coming in as wide receiver 3.
Okay. Now my next one, this is my interesting one. Rashee Rice will finish ahead of Hollywood Brown in receiving yards. Can they get 2 1,000-yard receivers if Kelce maybe has to take a step back this year? That's my logic here.
I say that's out of pocket. You can't. The Swifties would be mad. So I don't think you can do that. The Swifties and Travis would be mad.
I don't think the Swifties actually care about his on-field performance. I think.
Yeah, they do.
As long as he's in his girlfriend's life, you know.
For some reason, I think the relationship did better as they kept winning. Because if she was dating. Who's the tight end for? If you're dating Kyle Pitts, what would they have to talk about?
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Like, so.
You always got your head down.
But you guys are out on that. Rashee Rice is still going to finish second fiddle.
Out.
I think Rashee Rice. That's tough.
Basically, my question is, who's the number one wide receiver next year?
Number one wide receiver.
It's going to be Hollywood.
I think it's Hollywood.
It's going to be Hollywood.
He has a larger route tree. He's a speed threat.
You look at what he's getting paid. He's on a one-year prove it. I don't see the Chiefs building the offense around him. I can see the Chiefs building the offense around Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
So I say Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce, Hollywood Brown, Kadarius Toney. Go ahead.
All right, next.
Yeah, I didn't hear that, huh? Okay.
My next one, the Raiders will finish in second place in the AFC West next year. Not the Chargers, not the Broncos.
Who's
their
QB? Who starts at QB for the season?
Aiden O'Connell. But I think the Raiders right now have the better team than the other. The Broncos are going to – they're ass. They're finishing in last, so let's get that out of the way.
Well, see, but I have a philosophy.
The Chargers are always hurt, and they just traded Keenan Allen, and they cut Mike Williams.
Wow. But see, my philosophy is usually I take the best quarterback.
Okay.
Because you go 17 seasons, 17 games, go a whole season, the best QB can usually kind of make it work. He's got an adult at a quarterback now. So I think it's the Chargers.
Okay. I can follow that logic. Yeah, I think the Raiders have a better overall. Because, with Christian Wilkins, they've got a nice defensive team now.
I think they've taken what O'Donnell could do anyway. So I don't see the Raiders being second at all.
Well, I am still not sold on Antonio. This offseason, he's talked a lot more than he should have. We figured out the Chiefs. You see what we did? I don't think that is sustainable as a head coach in the NFL when you have men out there. Oh, you good? That's all you got? All right, those are good. What you got, Ty?
Kareem Hunt.
Oh, boy.
Makes a return to the Chiefs.
It couldn't be more out of pocket.
I'm out, yeah.
It couldn't be more out of pocket.
I don't think he's coming back.
He's not coming back.
I don't think Clark would allow Veach to ruin any of the goodwill the Chiefs have built, you know, these last couple of years by bringing, hey, remember that guy who kicked a woman?
Oh,
you know,
he's back. So we mean it. Okay. All right. That's what that tells me.
I think mutual. I don't think Kareem could go would come back somewhere to guys that gave up on him. They sent him to die.
They sent him to die. That is definitely. They are the weak ones. All right. There'll be more women stadiums within the next 5 years.
Oh, I'm in.
I mean, yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's already been confirmed.
That's in the pocket.
Like, yeah, we got to watch history, guys. That's great. Vikings will win their division. I had to throw a Vikings deal in there because
I think the Vikings misplayed. I think the Vikings misplayed this offseason. I think they, when the quarterback shuffle was over, I thought they was going to end up with a better guy. Who they got?
Nick Mullins.
So, and my next one. I'm out.
And I think the Lions are the better team anyway. So,
I think the Lions go back to being the Lions.
No way.
You got to make that your next.
The way they lost was crushing
that
enough.
That is true.
Reverberate. If they had Stephon Diggs, everybody be fighting. All right, what's your other one?
All right. Snead is hypnotized into signing with the Chiefs.
I'm out. I don't think he signs an extension.
There is something in the Kool-Aid, man. And they're getting a lot of people to drink.
I don't know. Ooh, that's a tough one. I say out of pocket.
I'm out. I think he'll play on the franchise tag if he's a Chief. It'll be a franchise tag year.
Yeah, it'd be irresponsible to sign.
And he'll make $20 million basically.
Yeah,
it's not his preferred option, but he'll quadruple whatever he's made so far. So I think that's why he's willing to play this year.
And if he has a down year, gets hurt, we could probably get him to sign him next year.
Oh,
it's awful. That sounds awful.
Yeah. Ooh.
How much time we got?
You hustle up.
Okay. All right. So here's mine. All right. Kadarius Toney is back on the Chiefs. Let me hear it, you guys.
In the pocket.
Ty.
He's coming back.
I have to go in the pocket.
He's coming back.
I like it. The Chiefs will go 20-0.
Out.
Oh, you guys. All right.
Well, they're going to be undefeated, and then that last game of the season is going to hit, although they won the last game of the season.
They won the last time this year.
I'm still out.
You look at the schedule, you can't see a team that can beat the Chiefs, that is run better, has a better quarterback, has a better coach, has a better defense. 20-0, baby.
Yeah, but a loss always happens.
A loss. We lost against the Broncos.
Yeah. And the Raiders.
Because we lost 20-0. We're not 20-0, so we're like, forget it. All right. Kadarius Toney has over 400 yards this year.
Huh?
Wow.
Out.
Kadarius Toney starts out at least four games this year.
I'm in. Oh, starts?
Yes.
Oh. Out.
Out.
He's going to be a big All right. I know we got to leave.
You should do this one. Who has a better year next year, Sky Moore or Kadarius Toney?
Sky Moore. I mean, no. Kadarius.
Kadarius. Okay.
I think the season's going to go. It's Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, Travis Kelce, Kadarius Toney. Is the fourth leading receiver on this team. Book it.
Let's wrap 20-0. Up.
See you next week. Best show out here. But see, that's even that transition. Peace. Matt, we out here.